right. Hello, everybody. Please have a seat. And welcome to the White House. Welcome to all of you. And most of all, it's great to welcome back the six-time NASCAR sprint champion, Mr. Jimmy Johnson. Give him a big round of applause. We've got some big NASCAR fans here today, including some members of Congress, and I want to recognize Rick Hendrick, the owner of Hendrick Motorsports, crew chief Chad Knaus, as well as Brian France and the entire NASCAR community. Now, everybody knows I'm a Chicago guy, and usually when we do these sports events, I make some crack about how the football team's not as good as the 85 Bears, or basketball team's not as good as the Bulls. But today I can't really say anything because Jimmy Johnson's pretty much the Michael Jordan of NASCAR. Like Mike, Jimmy has won 6 championships in 8 years. He won a few titles, took a 2-year break, decided, you know what, it's not that interesting, and then got back to winning again. And now opposing drivers are saying things like, unfortunately, we're driving during the Jimmy Johnson era. He's the best there ever was. So these days, we've got a lot of kids all across the country who want to be like Jimmy. And why shouldn't they? He's the only driver to make the chase all 10 years it's been in existence. He won his 6-pack faster than anybody in NASCAR history. This season, he's chasing his 7th title, which would tie him with Dale Earnhardt and the King, Richard Petty, for the most ever. And as Chad once said, he can do things with a race car that most mortals cannot. And Chad should know, because he's been Jimmy's crew chief for 13 years. And while sometimes the two might sound like an old married couple, sniping each other over the radio, Jimmy knows that without Chad and Rick and the entire team at Hendrick Motorsports, he'd be just another mortal making left turns. And that's why Jimmy brought along the over-the-wall guys from his pit crew to share in today's celebration. I will say, by the way, I love watching the pit crew. I don't know how y'all do it, but it is amazing, and to see the teamwork and athleticism, it's just remarkable. And that's the kind of teamwork and leadership that's made Jimmy a champ, not only on the racetrack, but off it. Since 2006, the Jimmy Johnson Foundation's donated almost $7 million toward grants and resources for public schools and charities like Ronald McDonald House and Habitat for Humanity. He's running a wellness challenge to encourage his fans to get healthy and get in shape, which Michelle's very happy about. He met some of our brave wounded warriors before this event, and obviously is grateful for their sacrifice. And this spring, Jimmy joined in the Ban Bossy campaign to help encourage leadership among young girls. Jimmy caught some flack, I understand, for doing it, but he's the father of 2 girls. And he understands how important it is for us to lift up our young women and make sure that they know they can do the same stuff that any boy can. So as somebody who's accustomed to being criticized once in a while, I just want to give you some advice. Keep at it.
Thank you.
Do what you think is right, and you're right on this one. For Jimmy, it also means giving back to his community, being a good husband to his gorgeous wife, Shani, and his daughters, Evie and Lydia. And, of course, dominating the track. And this year he's back at it. He's already got more wins than any other driver. So maybe we should just make it easier on everybody, give the number 48 car a permanent White House pass. Don't take my parking spot.
Yes, sir.
And no burnouts in the portico. I just want to say to the entire team, to Hendrick Motorsports, to Chad, to the pit crew, most of all, to Jimmy Johnson's congratulations. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
This is our.
I used to wear a suit.
guys got to squeeze in just a little bit. And got it. See this guy in the back?